shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God that sits high on his holy throne and look it low and see and know everything. Nothing is withheld from the Lord Jesus Christ's eyes. We thank you today, Lord Jesus, for just being a good God, for just being a friend that stick it closer than a brother, for being that person that come along beside us and just encourage us and lift us up. We thank you because you take pleasure in prospering your people. Hallelujah. We thank you and we glorify you today on this Saturday. Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the great blessings, the minute blessings of healing and deliverance, the miraculous and the phenomenal. We thank you today. We praise you today, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you that your ear has been inclined to our prayers, Father, and that you're answering our prayers with results and solutions. Father, somebody needs you today. So we're going to intercede today. Somebody is going through. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I thank you because you said, whosoever asks shall receive. Call unto me and I shall answer. You say, am I not a God that is near and not a God that is far off? You are there. Am I not Emmanuel, God that is with you? Thank you, Lord, for being with us today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, which is our helper, the Spirit of liberty, the Spirit that leads us into the truth of all things and shows us things to come. We thank you for the help of the Holy Spirit, that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, for your word that's forever settled in heaven. You said you sent your word to heal us of all our sickness and our diseases. We thank you for your word. You also said that your word will leave your mouth and it shall not come back to you void, but it will accomplish that in which you sent it and prosper in that thing in which you please. We thank you for your faithfulness of your word, your faithfulness of your blood covenant. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the shedding of your blood. Thank you. You're the resurrected holy Lamb of God that was slain before the foundation of the world. We worship you today because you are the true living God, the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the leaders of all leaders. You are the Holy One of Israel, the Lord of hosts is your name, and you are the living word. We praise you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because your word declares to us that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All your judgments against us, Lord, we're guilty. But Father, we're standing on your word and we're asking you to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may be in right standing with you, Lord Jesus Christ. For you and you alone is the great intercessor, the only intercessor between man and God. Your blood intercedes for us. Hallelujah. Resurrection intercedes for us. Thank you. Your death intercedes for us. Thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you because, Lord, you are the good shepherd. Hallelujah. You came that we may have life and have life more abundantly. We bless you today. We honor you today. We glorify you today. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you. Peace. There's power in your peace. Thank you for the power of your peace in our homes and everywhere we go. Hallelujah. In the situation you said, follow you. Hallelujah. In your peace. Hallelujah. Be peacemakers with all mankind. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you today. I just feel your presence. I just thank you for your love. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah for loving us. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, now that we have gotten clean by confessing our sins, saying, Lord, we are guilty of the judgments that you have against us. And we thank you by faith that now that you've forgiven us, we're just going to pray now and intercede for those that are in need. Father, you are Jehovah Jireh. You said that you would supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Meet the needs, whether it's financially, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, maritally. Meet the need in the name of Jesus by letting your power go through into the homes, Father, and setting those free. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind up the powers of darkness and paralyze their operations, communications, travelizations, transformations, in the spiritual world, all the way and down into the underworld. In the name of Jesus, we lock up, bind up, paralyze, in the name of Jesus Christ, their operations today. And in the name of Jesus, we release the healing virtue, the power of the living God to bring healing and deliverance to his people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, we receive it by faith. We thank you for doors of opportunity being open. We thank you for your favor. You said when we have nothing else to give, your favor then is activated and cause doors of opportunity and favor to come into manifestation. We thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. I'm very excited about this message today. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Because the Lord was really, I was going another way, but he says, no, I want you to turn to Mark chapter 7. I said, okay, all right, Holy Spirit, let me do it. And he says, many of my people, not all, have turned their backs to me, against me, and they're worshiping me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. So we're going to go and drop it right here in Mark chapter 7. I'll give you a little background on it. The Pharisees come to Jesus, and they see the disciples are eating, and they haven't washed their hands. And so they wanted to come to Jesus and ask that question. Amen. Now at verse 2 in Mark chapter 7, it says, now when they saw some of Jesus' disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews did not eat unless they washed their hands in a special way, holding the traditions of their elders. When they came from the marketplace, they do not eat. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash their hands, and there are many other things which they have received and hold, like washing the cups, pitchers, copper vessels, couches. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, why do your disciples not walk according to the traditions of the elders? Please hold that thought, the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands. Jesus answered and said to them, Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching doctrines and commandments of men, for the laying aside of the commandment of God. You hold the traditions of men. We want to pause right there for a moment. And the Lord is beginning to deal with the Sadducees and the Pharisees. He says, listen, you're holding on to the traditions of men, the commandments of men taught by men. He said, you know, he goes on, he explains to the disciples that defilement comes from within. He said, because from within the heart comes evil, jealousy, murders, all type of things. He said, these things come from the inside of the heart. I understand why Jesus says now, I don't look at the appearance of a person. I look at the heart of the person. Out of the heart flows the issues of life. Here in chapter 7, Jesus begins to tell, as he explains to the disciples, he says, what comes at verse 20, what comes out of man that defiles man? For within, from without of the heart, man proceeded evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, and foolishness. All these things come from within, defile a man, not what goes in. What goes in may attack our flesh body, But what comes out of the heart is a manifestation of our spirit man. And Jesus is saying many of his people, many of us, you know, that rod comes for me to check me up too, are worshiping him with our lips. We have fell into a place of like a religious form. Like we, this is just something we do. But in our heart, there's all kind of things that are in our heart that are still stuck there. And the longer that they sit there, it becomes a wall of blindness to us. And so therefore, we think that we are in the place that we should be, and we should be doing, we're doing exactly what the Lord has called. We're holding on to these traditions of our forefathers, where the Lord is saying, you know how he said to Peter and the disciples, he said, who do they say that I am? Well, some say that you, Elijah, some say, he said, but who do you say I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ. And Jesus says, upon this rock shall I build my church. What was he talking about? Upon this revelation that you receive, Peter, that you understand that I am the Christ. This is what I'm building. Amen. I hear you, Holy Ghost. This is what I'm building my church on. The revelation that comes from my word, from the Holy Spirit. Because see, the Holy Spirit is going to open the word up for you. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to reveal. That's what he's talking about in John chapter 16, where he says, when the Holy Spirit come, he shall teach you, guide you unto the truth of all things and show us things to come. He's saying we got to deal with the heart situation because there's a lot of things standing in our heart before the Lord. And see, we are spirit beings living in a body. Amen. And so what did he say? My people have to worship me in spirit and in what? Truth. So he's dealing with the spirit man. He's dealing with the heart issues, the soulish realm. And he's saying, you're worshiping me with your lips. You come to church, you say, hallelujah, this and that, praise God, you and your suits and your skirts and all this, and you walk back out and see a person on the street, strung out with drugs, hungry, haven't eaten, laying there, and you walk right by them and just keep on moving. But then we go back to church and say, hallelujah, Lord, glory to the Lord. Your heart didn't tap at all. You did not feel, many did not feel the heartbeat of the Lord at all. Some of us is not even able to discern anymore when we see people that are about to commit suicide or mothers or whoever it is out there with their children and they need something as simple as a place to stay, food to eat. We have to come together as the body of Christ, and we need to really, really, you know, what we need to have is like a whole big Saturday or Sunday and all, everybody need to get together. Put the food down and just seek the Lord to get some creative ideas from the Holy Ghost of how to go about doing. We can't discern anymore. We could be standing right next to a person. I mean, I was at a place like that. I was just standing next to you. I was like, Lord, I can't take it no more. Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. And then you got all these powerful people standing around and no one can discern. No one's in tune with the heartbeat of God, but we in tune with our social medias. We in tune with all type of things that are going on. And the Lord is saying, you're worshiping me with your mouth. Your heart is far from me because I showed you in demonstration how I move in my word and how I move with love. I showed you in demonstration, said the Lord, when I delivered you, when I redeemed you, I showed you. When I washed my disciples' feet, I showed you to love ye one another. That's in the commandment, said the Lord. Stop worshiping me with your mouth and worship me with your heart. Let your hearts be in tune. It's time to do that heart check again. It's time to let the Lord cut that heart. So give us some heart surgery so we can bleed out. My time is up. God bless you. And may the Lord Jesus Christ continue to deliver you in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost.